Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's episode, I want to tell you a little bit more about myself and how I got to this place in my life where I am helping other women learn about their bodies and intimacy, health, and all of that good stuff. This episode is super juicy, a lot of personal things coming out in here, so I hope you enjoy. Before we get into today's episode, I want to tell you about my Sexy Box. Sexy Box is the quarterly subscription box with all of the hottest intimacy enhancement products. This Sexy Box is valued at over $100 and it's yours for only $74.99. And trust me, usually they are worth way more than $100. Highly recommend getting yours right away. To get your Sexy Box, go to sexybox.jordandonnell.com. Link is in the bio. I also wanted to tell you about my new swag that is out. I have created some new shirts, vaginas, vulvas, and vibrators. Oh my, I masturbated today, manifesting dope shit, and it's just a vibe. There are some awesome new shirts out there that you will want to wear to represent and support the Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators podcast. So go to swag.jordandonnell.com to get yours today. Link will also be in the bio. I feel like we haven't talked about my history in a long time and kind of where I came from. So I wanted to do like a little bit of a refresher and talk about why you should work with me or why you should hire an intimacy coach or a sex coach. Let me just go back to where the podcast came from. And the original envision I had for this podcast was to help women learn about their bodies, to feel validated, feel less alone, and really give women the opportunity to learn about their bodies, because there isn't a really great place to learn more about how you function, and there's not a lot of information out there. Like, we're not taught about the basics of female bodies and hormones and things when we are in school. And unless you go do your own research, you really don't have an opportunity to learn about it. So the podcast developed after many years of me being the girl that all of my friends went to. So when I was in middle school, high school, all of my girlfriends came to me when it came to their period problems, STIs, needing Plan B, just support, whatever it was, weird discharge, funny itching, whatever. They all came to me. And I was always that go-to girl. I remember in college, I was dating this guy, like, I was his go-to girl when it came to these weird questions, quote, weird, because they're not weird. It, you know, it's just not something that we commonly talk about. So they can be kind of an awkward conversation. But I remember he came to me all the time. He was like, hey, help me understand what's going on with this. That's just who I was. In college, I was first introduced to peer romance. And when I started having sex at 15 years old, I did not have any concept of what pleasure was. I didn't have any concept of how I should be enjoying this. Like, I literally had sex to please my partner. And it wasn't until I was 23 when I had my first orgasm with a partner, period. Like, I had never had an orgasm with another man up until that point. There's a whole part about that coming up in my book, but I will save those juicy details for later. So I had never had an orgasm with a male partner until the age of 23. And I had never truly had like an orgasm, period. I had had orgasms with women, but in a non-sexual connotation. When I got introduced to peer romance, I had already had a vibrator. At 16 years old, I got myself a vibrator. I had my mom's back massager. Like, I was going to town. It was great. Holy shit, I can't believe I just said that, because that she doesn't know. So hopefully she doesn't listen to this episode. But there you go, Mom. That's what happened to your back massager. So anyway, that's also coming out in the book. So when I got introduced to peer romance, it gave me a really great opportunity to explore my body more. And when I graduated college, I had the opportunity to start selling Pure Romance. And initially I had started because I wanted to practice and play with all of the products, because why not? Like, how fun. But what I didn't intend to get from it was all of the education about pleasure, how the woman's body works, so much more. And I also didn't anticipate to actually sell the stuff. Like, I didn't know that people were going to buy from me, but they did. So next thing you know, 9.5 years later, here I am with the Pure Romance business. But that was kind of my gateway of, I'd always been interested, always been that girl. Now I had an option or an opportunity to learn more and get more information. And then I went and got my master's as a physician assistant, now called physician associate. I will save my opinion on that for later date. But at that time, I did women's health, and we did a couple week series of women's health. Loved it. Learned all kinds of things, but it still wasn't enough. Like, we still don't talk about the woman's body enough. So graduate PA school, working in a fertility clinic, and end up doing primary care, traveling all over the world, doing what's called locums or traveling physician assistant. Love it. And I am still really interested in women's health, like, this whole time. Like, that's just what I love. So one day I decide I'm going to start sharing with my Pure Romance community a little bit about the body. And every week I'm going to go live and talk to them about their menstrual cycle, talk to them about PCOS, talk to them about endometriosis, talk to them about pelvic organ prolapse, talk to them about the sexual response cycle. Why do they not want to have sex anymore? How their medications are affecting them. All of the things that you've seen in this podcast at this point. But I was giving that on a very small scale, and the interest was insane. Like, everybody loved it, and it blew my mind. I didn't know that other women really wanted this information as much as I thought that other women needed this information. So there birthed the podcast. And along this journey, the podcast, now I'm getting emotional. So the podcast was so helpful for me to learn more about myself on the journey as well. And there were a lot of things that happened in my life that the podcast was able to truly support me. So the podcast, you know, I originally started to help other women, but what I didn't know is that I needed it and that it was going to help me so much more too. So when I first started the podcast, you know, just sharing information, it was great. And then I got a diagnosis of HSV or herpes. And during that same time period, I was doing my STI series, and I had the opportunity to interview some wonderful guests who are now my friends. Courtney Bram is a good friend of mine now. And the opportunity to have that support system early on in my diagnosis was so huge. But that also led me to doing so much more self-discovery and really learning what pleasure meant for me. And one of the big things that I wanted to offer other women is that I didn't want them to have to go through this period after receiving a diagnosis like that and not feeling good about themselves because of the societal shame that we've put on STIs, or because of, you know, what other people's opinions and things like that. And so I really initially got into the coaching world to help women who have STIs not be held down by the stigmas. And in that process, I had hired a business coach. It opened up my eyes to the amount of pleasure out there. So when you might notice with this podcast that I started all talking about sexual health and women's health, but it really has turned into so much more about sex. Yes, I still talk about women's health. Yes, that's still important to get that information out. But sexual health is also so important. And so that took me on a new personal journey. And through that process, I have learned so much more about being more confident about who I am, being okay with what I want in the bedroom, asking for what I want in the bedroom. And I want other women to be able to feel that same power, to feel that same confidence, to feel safe, to feel validated, to feel heard. And so as a intimacy coach, I provide that safe space for women to explore these things and go through that same journey that I've been on. All of our journeys are very different, but at the end of the day, we all deserve the best sex possible in whatever way that looks like for you. It doesn't matter. You know, for some people, that's going to be, quote, vanilla sex. For other people, that's going to be BDSM. For others, that's going to be threesomes, orgies, anal sex, you name it. It doesn't matter, but we all deserve the best sex possible. And my journey has really opened up the pleasure palette that is available to me. And I have learned so much about myself that I feel like other women deserve that opportunity as well. A lot of the times when I am working with clients, they tell me, I've never told anybody this before, or I can't believe I'm sharing this. And I want that space for women in particular to be able to come to and feel safe sharing their deepest, darkest things. Like, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to support you and help you discover what pleasure looks like for you. And my job is to help ask questions that make you think about things maybe in a different way, or maybe think about things that you haven't thought about in a long time and how that can be affecting what's going on in your current sex life, in your current relationships. After working with me, a lot of the women tell me that they feel more confident, they feel validated, they feel supported, and they feel less afraid. And I think that it's just so important to have a tribe of women that are supporting you. And this topic can be so hard to talk about with just your girlfriends. And, you know, part of what I want to do, of course, in my journey is normalize these conversations. But at the same time, like, I understand. And being able to have that safe place to have totally unjudged, like, you cannot make me make a weird face, because I literally have heard it all and it doesn't even faze me. Like, there's nothing that you could possibly want that I would be like, ooh, wow. That's not how it works. Like, I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to support you to get the best pleasure possible. So I just wanted to give you guys an update kind of on my journey and where all of this came from and what it's like to work with a sex coach and what you can get out of working with an intimacy coach. You know, it's very beneficial. I think, like, I have gained so much from working with my business coach, who is also a sex coach, and it has helped me on my journey so much. And I want to be able to offer that for other women out there. So I am currently taking one-on-one clients. If that's something that you are like, oh, you know, I would love to learn more about my pleasure, I'd love to be more confident in the bedroom, I don't know what I like, that's okay. You're not alone. And we can help you get to where you want to be. So, or maybe, you know, your sex life, you're not happy with what it looks like. Maybe things have changed and you don't understand why your body is responding this way now. We can talk. So if that's something that you're interested in, shoot me a DM. Let's chat. I would love to kind of hear, like, what's going on for you and see if we're a good fit. And if not, send you somewhere that is a better fit for you. Send you to a girlfriend of mine, send you to different resources, whatever it is that you can get the most benefit from. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and that is it for this solo cast. It has been so long since I've done solo casts, and you got two this month, you guys. So anyway, enjoy, have a happy Thursday. This podcast is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping with Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, you are supporting this podcast. Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.